Blog Talk Radio.
Again, thank you for tuning in on Saturday, June 27th. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And folks, don't forget closing weekend out at Santa Anita, the great race place. First post today is at 1 o'clock. There are 10 races out at Santa Anita. And, of course, they will be featuring the Gold Cup today, Grade 1, $500,000 race. Don't miss it. All the fun and action begins today at 1 o'clock. Well, you know, guys, it wouldn't be keeping score with Boppy unless we had the old coach himself calling in from Modesto. And, Boppy, how are you this morning?
It is beautiful here. Another warm day in the oven.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to go there.
It was only 108 degrees. 95 at 9 o'clock at night.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a little warm. Let's take care of a little bit of business first, Boppy, and then we're going to introduce our guest that we have with us this morning, and we're going to fly out of the gate as usual. Folks, I don't know what to tell you, folks, if you're not taking advantage of our free plays daily at sportswagers-selections.com. Yesterday, we gave out the Seattle Mariners on the road versus the Angels at plus 105. That game cashed. On Thursday night, we gave you the Mets at minus 117. That game cashed. If you're not taking advantage of these free plays, I don't know what to tell you. But I'll tell you how you can get there and get them. And it's very easy. All you do is visit the site, sportswagers-selections.com. Out there on page one, no registration is required. Just visit the site. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins. And type that into your Twitter account. And then you can get the free plays tweeted to your home office and our mobile device. Sportswagers-selections.com. All right. We have on the phone with us a very interesting topic that we're going to be talking about in just a little bit. James Costa. James, how are you this morning?
Doing good, Eddie. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
It's another beautiful day in Upland, California.
Upland, California, down in, close to Orange County, so that must mean that you are a Angels fan?
That would be a good guess. You know, I'm about an equal distance between L.A. and Orange County. But
and
I definitely lead towards the red.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute and figure out what's going on in the average fan's head, because James is Poppy Nose, and most people know I can't myself. I can't afford to have a favorite team because it tends to cloud my judgment when I'm looking at teams. I can't be saying, gosh, I really like Tim Lincecum. I really like Clayton Kershaw. It clouds your judgment. So you kind of have to put that in the back burner, so to speak. So, but anyway, we'll get to that. Poppy, who's hot and who's not in the sports world?
Well, when it comes to hitters, you've really got to take your cap off to Albert Pujols. What a comeback year the guy has had. I mean, I don't think anybody would have thought that Pujols could put up the home run and RBI numbers that he's done this year. It's just, you know, to me, it's just literally astounding. And then there's Buster Posey, everyone's favorite fantasy catcher. You know, on the season, he's got 11 homers and 48 RBIs, but he's been real hot the last seven games with 12 RBIs. So I'm just, you know, I'm over the moon about those two guys and Paul Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt's been good for so long, but he's had 6 RBIs the last week, and he's got 20 homers on the year, 60 RBIs on the season. You know, and this is a guy that even runs. Goldschmidt has 13 stolen bases this year. So, you know, that's great. But when it comes to hot, is there anybody hotter than Max Scherzer? A one-hitter, a no-hitter, and then he took a no-hitter into the sixth inning last night. Max Scherzer is just absolutely as good as they come right now. And he's riding a streak like Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale in 1968. I haven't seen a better right-handed pitcher in a long, long time.
Bobby, he's riding hard and putting it up wet. He's
taking the Washington Nationals, elevating their pitching staff, and taking the whole team with carrying the whole team on his back to the promised land. I would say the two best teams now to get to the World Series would be the Nationals and the Cardinals, although I think my pick would be, I think the Cubs may sneak in there because the Cubs are starting to do it right. They're starting to pitch. And
I disagree with you there. But
you know. Disagreements are good, but then that makes being right all the sweeter.
All right. I'm going to come back and I'm going to remember that you predicted that the Cubs are putting it together.
They'll be in the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to make the World Series, but they're starting to do it right. And by that, I mean they're pitching and they're playing defense. They aren't depending on 3-run homers.
Yeah, that's true. But every time I watch their game, I see Starlin Castro grounding into a double play. I see scores with the Cubs losing 2-1.
You don't see Addison
1-0.
You don't see Addison Russell sprawled out making a stop in the hole. You don't see Rizzo saving a run at home plate. You don't see a guy running down a fly ball in the gap. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, but they can't score any frickin' runs, though, Bobby. Their defense is good, but their offense is still on the toilet.
They'll score enough runs, when a team gets into the playoffs, nobody ever says, "Oh, you didn't score enough runs." No, if you get in the playoffs, you scored enough runs. And right now, if the playoffs started tomorrow, the Cubs would be in the playoffs as the number one seed of the wild card.
Yeah. All right. Well, we still got a ways to go, so we'll see. We'll see. I don't want to take anything away from your optimism, but we'll see. All right, who's not hot?
Well, who's not hot? These guys are so cold. These are like on the South Pole. If Max Scherzer's the North Pole and it's sunny in summer, this is the South Pole at wintertime. We're talking guys like James Shields, formerly Big Game James. You want to know what he's done? His ERA in the year is only 4.24, but for the last couple of weeks, he's 0-2 with a 6.35 ERA, a 1.8 WHIP, which will kill your fantasy team, with 17 innings. And the real problem is 18 strikeouts is nice, but you can't have nine walks in two starts. That's just, you know, you're not going to win a game. So, you know, Big Game James is as far the other way as you can get.
Right. Well, all right. I guess we're doing good on time, so let's jump ahead a little bit and then get some stuff done, and then we'll be able to spend some more time with James and figure some stuff out here. Let's go ahead and give out my free play of the day today, and that comes in the way of Kansas City and Oakland. Now, folks, everybody knows that I'm not a big Oakland A fan. I think Billy Beane's as dumb as a box of rocks. But today they got the young stud Scott Kazmir on the mound. He's lowered his ERA from 270 to 193. 26 strikeouts his last five starts. He's heading in the right direction versus Kansas City's young, who they have on the mound today. His ERA is going the other way from 283 to 528. WHIP of 131. Kazmir has 26 strikeouts the last five starts. Doesn't get any better than that, folks. Go ahead and jump on the Oakland bandwagon. I hate to tell you that you're going to be given $1.52 on this game, because that's frightening. But Oakland figures to win at home and beat Kansas City tonight. Take 918, the Oakland A's, with Scott Kazmir at -152. And Santa Anita, free play out at the Great Race Place today, comes in the third race out at Santa Anita. And here we're going to go with Divine Tale. This horse encountered trouble last time. Tyler Bayes sticks with it. Neil Drysdale, trainee. And if you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. We suggest a couple of bucks to win in place on Divine Tale. Don't forget, first post out at Santa Anita today is 1 o'clock, not 12:30, 1 o'clock, later first post, closing weekend at Santa Anita. All right, we're going to take our one and only timeout. When we return, we're going to have Boppy's Corner, and then we're going to get to the bottom of we're going to go inside James' brain, so to speak. James, how does that sound?
Oh, it sounds delightful. Your play of the day, picking the A's over the Royals. Well, let's just say, as long as they don't keep beating Stephen Vogt while he's at the plate, they might actually do that tonight.
Well, all right. I got to tell you, James, I'm gonna pick on your team a little bit when we come back. I know Boppy is in love with Albert Pujols right now, and you know what? That's Boppy. You got a point there.
He's got some points, and I think we'll be ready for you, Eddie.
Ready for what?
Ready to take on you. Your anti-angels discussions.
No, it's not anti-angels. It's just I just want to figure out some things with the average fan that I hear a lot on social media. All right,
there's one thing to remember when Eddie's dealing with a battle of wits. Remember, Eddie's bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Well, now, hey, Bobby.
Yes.
You know, I bring my crew to a gunfight, and they're the ones that carry. I don't.
Okay.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. So, you know. All right, I'm getting beeped here, so that means we're running a little bit over, so we need to get going. We're going to take our time out, and when we come back, we'll have more Keeping Score with Bobby.
John! Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens. Winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, now every time I roll them dice I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boys. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
All right, fans, thank you for returning and listening to Keeping Score with Bobby this morning on Saturday, June 27th. All right, Bobby's Corner. Bobby, who you got for us this morning?
Well, I think it's time to start talking about college football. It's about 80 days away from the beginning of the season. And last year, do you remember which team I told you might be have an outside chance at the national title? They didn't get there, but they sure kept you on the edge of your feet for the first 7 weeks.
Well, they were 1,800 to 1, and yes, I do. I remember them. And who were they?
That was Ole Miss, the Mississippi Rebels, and
yep.
they had a breakout year for Mississippi, and this year we've got another dark horse team for you. This time we're going to go up to the Big House, and we're going to say that this is the year of resurrection for Bo Schembechler. Well, with Jim Harbaugh at the helm, the Wolverines are going to come back, and they're going to have that victory in the West. Hail to the victory.
Big House. I thought they closed San Quentin.
Well, anyway, what I like about Michigan, they have, in the last 3 years, had top 20 recruiting classes. Now, they haven't had those results, haven't shown up on the field. This is the year that Brady Hoke was supposed to, it was supposed to all come together for a run at the Big Ten, maybe a run at the national championship. Well, they couldn't stay with Hoke. He wasn't his program was in disarray, but the talent's there. Now, does this sound familiar? Where else have we seen Jim Harbaugh come in where the team was in disarray, but the talent was there? The San Francisco 49ers. And in 1 year with a great staff, he took them to NFC's championship game, and the next year they were in the Super Bowl. This is the kind of team that Michigan has. With a couple of breaks early in the schedule, they could end up being undefeated when they face Ohio State at the end of the year. They've got a favorable home schedule, but they've got a very tough September schedule. They're on the road with Utah. Then they have BYU at home. They play some tough teams outside their conference. But if they get through those games, you're looking at a team that could become very stingy defensively. And if that's the case, they could be undefeated going into that Ohio State game. And if that's the case, that game will decide whether they get to the national championship game.
All right, currently listed in Vegas, Bobby, I'm going to tell you what you got right now. You got 60-1. If I told you that, would you? Would that
well, I'll tell you what, I'd be willing, I would hope that the odds would be higher than that, but I think that the guys there know what I know, which is Harbaugh, he's not necessarily a magician, but the pieces are there. They've got talent at wide receiver. They've got talent on the defensive side of the ball. They just need to learn how to play the right way. And I think with Harbaugh, and he's got a defensive coordinator from Florida, they've got the guys to do it.
All right. 60-1, nothing to sneeze at. You heard it here. And we'll be talking about that in upcoming episodes as we get closer to college football, obviously. All right, James, come up here, brother, to the podium, and we're going to talk about your rooting interests and everything. And I just want to, you know, being a professional gambler or sports player, it's a little bit different because we have to remain with some objectivity and kind of, but
absolutely.
Being a fan of a team and hearing all the and the reason why you're on is because I know you and the Dodger fans are constantly on social media scrapping at one another and sniping and doing all this. What's it like for you to get up in the morning and to look at the game? I mean, do you look at the odds in the paper? Do you pay any attention to that? Do you pay any attention?
I don't usually look at the odds in the newspaper.
Okay.
I actually pay more attention to the teams themselves, their rosters, what kind of plays they're making, and not just my Angels. I don't typically watch the Dodger games, even though I'm one of the lucky people that can. I normally just I'll look at the box scores, I'll read the news, I'll look at game recaps, see who they're matching up with, what kind of pitchers are going up against each other, you know, just to get an overall feel for how my team, the Angels, are going to play against some of these other teams on the road or at home coming up. Of course, there's always the interleague games that come up every year around summertime. The Angels and Dodgers will be matching up later this August here at home and over in L.A. So that's always a fun four-game series. In terms of Dodger fans themselves, you know, it's always interesting. I see myself as a lifelong Angels fan. My grandfather, Bob, you know, he always took me to Angel games when I was a kid, and I loved it. And I'll be an Angels fan for life. Did never go to a Dodgers game until junior high, high school, and it was just different. I wasn't really a big fan of it. And it's kind of funny to see all the Dodger fans now because having gone to Chicago a couple years back, Dodger fans remind me a lot of Cubs fans, you know. I remember earlier this season, one of my buddies at work that's a big Dodgers fan said, "All right, man, this is our year. Dodgers, baby, we're going all the way." And I just laughed, and I said, "No, last year was your year, and you kind of blew it."
Right.
I don't know. They you know, the Angels obviously didn't do exceptionally well after their great run during the normal season last year. They choked out in the postseason with a sweep. And the Angels or the Dodgers barely did any better than that, losing one game, winning one game in the postseason.
Can I test James's knowledge of the Angels?
Uh-huh.
Bring it at me, Boppy. Bring it at me.
All right. Can you tell me who Jorge Rubio was?
Jorge Rubio. Oh, man, that's going back a little bit. I don't know for sure. I don't know, man. I'm sorry.
I think he pitched the final game of the 1967 or 66
well.
season. But the reason I bring this up is he was the last ambidextrous pitcher that the Angels had. He could throw left
oh, okay.
and right. But anyway, big curveball, good fastball. He never did learn control, but he had a heck of an arm.
Wow. Okay. I'll have to look him up.
But the Angels also, they were the team that brought up my favorite player, one of my favorite players of all time. You probably never heard of him either. His name was Jackie Warner, an outfielder who had two great weeks in the major leagues in 1966, and then he slumped and then he was gone.
Did they trade him, or did he retire after that?
His last claim to fame was he was a catcher in the Mets organization, and he caught Nolan Ryan in 69, just before Ryan came up to the Mets. So that was that was about the last thing he did. The other claim to fame was that his wife worked with your cousin, and so that was how I actually got a brief moment in the sun where I met him just before he went to spring training in 67 or 68.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well, I know for a fact James wasn't born then, Bobby, so that could be why he's never heard of
me. Excuse me. No.
No excuses. An Angels fan is an Angels fan, no matter how old. So
I got
to study up on my history a little bit. That's all.
James, what's it like to go to a home game and be sitting among the roadies?
You know, it's an interesting. I see some interesting experiences when I go to Angel Stadium. You'll go to the non marquee shows. You know, I'm not talking about the Yankees. I'm talking about, oh, here comes the Seattle Mariners again, and they're rolling into town on a Thursday night with no giveaways, and there's something else going on in town, and you'll see the stadium at a non-sellout crowd, maybe rolling in 20, 22,000, you know, somewhere around half of their actual seating. And it's a pretty weak crowd, but hey, the Angels start scoring runs and people start cheering. There's not been a lot of that going on this year from what I've seen. In fact, I think I've only been to one game this year where the Angels have actually won. Of course, you know, you always see all the fair weather fans all trickle out in the seventh inning. Nobody stays till the end. But then on the opposite side of that, you might go on a weekend game against a big team rolling in, and it's a completely different atmosphere. You'll get a lot of the road fans coming in, and that's okay. I'm really a baseball fan. I like the sport. I like when people can have a fair and competitive atmosphere. Some of the most favorite games that I've been to have been Dodgers-Angels Freeway Series games at the Big A, and they're really exciting. There's a lot of Dodger fans there. There's a lot of Angels fans. It's a competitive, amped-up experience, but it's not the freakishly violent type that you might experience, that I've experienced over at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere a little bit now is can be a little scary. With some of the stuff. Are you do you like college football, NFL, or are you just strictly baseball?
I like baseball a lot. I like basketball. I'm not too big on the NFL, and I think part of that reason is I've never actually been to an NFL game. As you know, we haven't had an NFL team in LA for much time, and I've never been around in other states when the season was active. So that's something that I'd definitely like to do in the next few years is hit up an NFL stadium on the road somewhere.
Well, we can. Bobby and I will be more than happy to get you seats at the Oakland Raider game.
Oh, a Raider game. Well, that's perfect. Because if I was a big NFL fan, the Raiders would definitely be my team, if you can hint my sarcasm there.
They have promotional day, James, up at Oakland. If you bring in a copy of an active court warrant, they'll let you sit in the stands for free. So
it's funny being talking about being a fan, Eddie. You know, you say you have to remain somewhat neutral because you like to, you know, you got to pick who you want to pick to make the payoffs. But I'm really surprised that you're not an Oakland fan, Eddie, because, you know, they just seem like such consistent losers. You could just consistently bet on their opponents winning every single time.
Well, yeah, but
to get that payday.
The problem with that, though, is see, there's spreads that come into play.
Sure.
So, you know, just because a team will consistently lose doesn't mean that Bobby knows this as well. Just because a team consistently loses doesn't mean that they're not covering the point spread. So,
that's why you get paid the big bucks, Eddie. I mean, you're the expert.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're getting half the equation done for you. Boom, Raiders lose. There you go. Halfway there.
Absolutely, James. I wish it was that easy. All right. Well, I want to thank you, James, for taking time out of your Saturday morning to give us a call and check in with us. And
I just wanted to throw in one quick thing here real quick. You know, it amazes me, talking about fans, how many Lakers fans have disappeared over the last few years, and how many Clippers flags I see on the cars these days.
Oh, yeah.
Eight years ago, you would never see a Clippers flag or a Clippers sticker out there on people's cars, and now the Lakers have virtually disappeared.
Yep.
Thought I'd throw that in there.
All right, Bobby. It's that time for you. Go ahead and say it.
Hey, be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you.
All right. Thank you, fans, for tuning in to another episode of Keeping Score with Bobby. James, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And, folks, we'll see you same time, same place next Saturday. Until then, we hope that all your wagers are winning ones, and we'll see you in the cashier's line.